Stone Fox, Chapter 7, page 58. He went inside the barn. Little Willie's eyes took a while to get used to the dark, and then he saw them. The five Samoyeds. They were in the corner of the barn on a bed of straw. They were looking at him. They were so beautiful that Little Willie couldn't keep from smiling. Little Willie loved dogs. He had to see the Samoyeds up close. They showed no alarm as he approached or as he held out his hand to pet them. And then it happened. There was a movement through the darkness to Little Willie's right, a sweeping motion, fast at first. Then it appeared to slow and stop, but it didn't stop. A hand hit Little Willie right in the face, sending him over backward. "I didn't mean any harm, Mr. Stone Fox," Little Willie said as he picked himself up off the ground, holding a hand over his eye. Stone Fox stood tall in the darkness and said nothing. Searchlight barked outside. The Samoyeds barked in return. Little Willie continued, "I'm going to race against you tomorrow. I know how you want to win, but I want to win too. I got to win. If I don't, they're going to take away our farm. They have the right. Grandfather says that those that want to bad enough will. So I will. I'll win. I'm going to beat you." Stone Fox remained motionless and silent. Little Willie backed over to the barn door, still holding his eye. "I'm sorry we both can't win," he said. Then he pushed open the barn door and left, closing the door behind him. In the barn, Stone Fox stood unmoving for another moment. Then he reached out with one massive hand and gently petted one of the Samoyeds. That night, Little Willie couldn't sleep. His eye was killing him. And when Little Willie couldn't sleep, Searchlight couldn't sleep. Both tossed and turned for hours. And whenever Little Willie looked over to see if Searchlight was asleep, she'd just be lying there with her eyes wide open, staring back at him. Little Willie needed to rest. So did Searchlight. Tomorrow was going to be a big day, the biggest day of their lives.